For the past 4 years, WUSF has highlighted different communities around the region you may not always hear about, telling their stories with help from the people who call these places home. This year, our Telling Tampa Bay Stories series continues with a focus on Newtown, one of the first African-American communities in Sarasota. In this segment, we hear from Patrick Carter. The Bradenton resident grew up in Newtown before leaving to play football in the NFL. He reflects on his childhood in the close-knit community and explains why he's opted to spend his adult life living somewhere else.
My name is Wendell Patrick Carter. I normally go by Patrick. I lived in Newtown for 16 years. Our community was beautiful growing up here. Beautiful. I'll give you a perfect example. My grandparents, if they had to go out of town, they'd leave their car keys and the house keys to the next door neighbors while they were away, just in case maybe the house caught on fire or something came up. You know, I don't know of anybody that does that today, but that's how tight-knit the community was back then. There used to be a grocery store right here on Osprey called Solomon's Grocery. Well, old man Solomon, he was my grandmother's uncle. His wife ran the store after he died. I called her affectionately Aunt Bertie. Aunt Bertie was my babysitter. So grandma would drop me off with Aunt Bertie. A lot of people knew me as well as I knew them at an early age just because of the simple fact I was in that store all day as a child. Newtown is a place, but the people is what made Newtown for me growing up. Like I said, we had my Aunt Bertie them, and you had Cam Majors, Mr. Humphrey. We had the Jenkins Grocery. Miss Curry, she's still alive, but she was a neighbor across the street. You know, she looked out for the community. If somebody was doing wrong, you know, she gonna step to you and tell you you're doing wrong. And you needed people like that, you know. It takes a village to raise a child. And that's pretty much, I come from this village. I would definitely say the village of Newtown is what made me the man that I am today. The people that I say that made the Newtown that I grew up died. The people that came to replace them are not the same people, which in turn leads us to a different community now. It's not the same community in which I grew up where everybody was tight-knit. We used to have an Easter parade growing up. Oh, my gosh. That was the pinnacle for Newtown. That was an annual thing, and you get to see people you hadn't seen in a year or maybe years, you know? I mean, I was in college trying to come back home just to get to the Easter parade. It was just that meaningful to all of us that grew up here. The Easter parade no longer exists now. The people have changed now. You know, the kids are a little more violent. You got to hire more police security. From my understanding of some of the people that I talked to said that it's a lot of hurdles to jump now. It's not as easy as it once was to put together. I love Newtown, but I don't want to live there anymore. You also have to remember, one of my goals was to aspire to get out of Newtown. So why would I get out and then come and move back? That was, you know, that would defeat its purpose for me. I'll say it this way, best way I can put it. I don't see no $400,000 houses in Newtown. And I can afford to live in Bradenton. Some people can't afford that. And I hope that's not arrogant. That's just the blessing that God has bestowed upon me. So I'm not, you know, puffing my chest out. I say that from a humble standpoint. For me, there's no other place I would have rather grown up. This was a great place to grow up. I made some great friends, and they still my friends. And all I can say is I hold Newtown very dear in my heart, and that's forever.